foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
Now, Janie, we have spent the last few weeks going through Psalm 23 and looking at the names of God that David describes in just these six short verses. And we have made it to the second half of Psalm 23, verse 4. So verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And we discussed that part last week, being Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. And this week we are digging into the second half of this verse, which says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me."
Jehovah Aser, the Lord my help. Mm-hmm. So he can get the eyelash out of your eye. He can provide what you need. And I need to quickly say, not always what you want.
Yes.
Many times he has to use difficult circumstances. And boy, as soon as we sense or engaged into the difficult circumstances,
right,
we go, "Well, God, where are you?
Right.
I thought you were full of mercy. I thought you had kindness and was renewed every morning. But God, this..."
Yeah.
I could use a word here, but I'll refrain.
Well, and a lot of times when we're in those situations, we blame the devil. And it's the Lord just tenderly setting us aside so that we can hear him clearly.
Well, Sharon, there's sometimes that the Lord is speaking in ways that he wants us to hear, but because they're not necessarily a encouragement the way we perceive mm-hmm. them, we miss his voice.
Yeah.
So sometimes we set our affections on things here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I don't know how many, and this is important. I don't know how many times we pray for someone's healing.
Yeah.
And then if they're physically healed, we don't ever think about that they are a tripart being. They've got a body and a soul. Or if you're a two-part, they've got a soul and a body. And those are still in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So sometimes we need to seek those things that are above, rather than just looking at the circumstances of what's going on now. But we want our circumstances fixed before we will seek those things mm-hmm. above. And so the verse that we would refer to there, we don't have time to read them today, but just make a note that Colossians 3:2 will be some things that the Lord tells you to do because he's talking to you. Other places in the same book of Colossians, he needs to let you know that he's asking you to take fellowship in his sufferings.
Yeah.
There's something that's lacking in the body of Christ, and he's given you insights to know how to stand in that gap.
And when we talk about sufferings, Janie, we're not just talking about physical sufferings, right?
Oh, no.
I mean, don't we have emotional sufferings?
Or... soul suffering.
Yeah.
The loss of a relationship.
Right.
My soul can be sometimes in a lot more agony than the physical.
Right.
If I know that I have done something, meaning the best that I knew how, and it wasn't taken that way,
mm-hmm.
and it brought a separation in a relationship, my soul can be in agony, especially if the person doesn't want to just accept a simple forgiveness. Or if we remember David, when he messed up, his soul was in agony for a year because he couldn't see that he was the one that had done it until Nathaniel came and said, you are that person.
You are the man.
All right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the Lord just said, there's going to be diversities in your life. And in James 1, he lets us know that the trials that come into our life that are from many different areas are to test our faith, to confirm our faith and that we're trusting in him. And how many times have we had people, oh, this happened, and then I just thought we were back on my feet, and then that happened. Mm-hmm. And then I got knocked down with this. And it's the adversity and sometimes in the rapid action.
Okay.
And then sometimes, Sharon, he's just saying, would you just come talk to me?
Oh.
I want conversation with you, but you're too busy. And the Lord just says, I'm going to allow things because I want to talk to you and I want you to talk to me.
Yeah, so I'm going to strip everything away but me.
Yes, and then other times he will need to let you know his purpose in your pain. If I could just understand why I'm going through this. The Lord doesn't have to explain it because he says we need to walk by faith. But in 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7, also in chapter 4, verses 12 through 16, and we can add 1 Peter 5, 8 through 10, he says, I need you to learn my purpose of why I put you on planet Earth. I know some people recently have just said, I have no purpose. Mm. Some people didn't like the way some of our government has taken certain choices to supposedly correct some of our ills, but they don't like the purpose, and now they're lost. They have no purpose to keep on even staying in America because their will was not what they wanted to have happen. So we all need purpose.
Yeah.
And that's where we can learn a lot of that in Peter.
I think there's a comfort that comes from knowing that God is sovereign, that there's a plan and a purpose for my life that is beyond what I can do physically here, but to be with him in the realness of who he says he is.
Now, Sharon, you are just confirming the preciousness of how you hear your God. Because let me tell you how some people hear sovereignty. He is a big bully. He's going to do things his way. He doesn't give me my free choice. He just tells me what I'm going to have to do. And I don't like his sovereignty. It robs me of my choices.
That had never crossed my mind.
Well, isn't it delightful that it never has? Because it has become a place of the enemy using to have his voice become dominant over the precious voice of sovereignty. I'm so glad, Sharon, that somebody's got it all together.
Well, I don't know about that. But I do want to say that in this particular scripture, the rod and the staff. Now, the rod represents his word.
Yes, and it's a corrective tool.
Okay, and the staff represents the spirit, right?
Yes, they're more complex than that.
Okay.
The rod and the staff have multiple functions.
Okay.
Sometimes that instrument can be wrapped around a lamb's neck and pulling it out of a dangerous place where it has gotten itself and it can't get out on its own.
Okay.
So the great shepherd can take that rod and the staff and get them out of an impossible situation. Other times, it may take a little correction, a little tap on the rear end or
right. A little paddling.
A little paddling, yes.
Okay.
But it's always good because the Lord can never take an instrument and use it for bad.
Right.
Because we know his voice and his character.
Okay.
Okay? And then some of the things that happen to us that create pain is when the Lord says, obey me. In Hebrews 5:8, obedience is a key thing. And other people just say, but I don't want to obey on that point. And then stop and think about your children. How many times did the child not want to obey because you were trying to keep them out of danger and they just didn't like the way you were doing it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. If there's an 18-wheeler coming down the road and I don't see it, for somebody to push me out of the way so that my life is not destroyed, that's kindness.
Mm-hmm.
But I might get upset with them that they pushed me.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it saved my life.
Yeah.
All right? And that's how ridiculous we can get sometimes.
Yes.
On
yes.
Him. All right? And then, Sharon, I know we're about out of time, but Romans 3, verses 3 through 5, we need to know that Christ is our life. Apart from Him, we are nothing. John 15, abide in me. You can do nothing apart from me.
Right.
But abiding in Him is knowing Him so well that you can be comfortable with whatever He chooses.
Yes. Back to the sovereignty.
Right.
Because I know He has my best interest at heart. He can see over the hill. He can see around the curve. He knows what's down the road. And I don't.
And if He loves you enough to give His life for you, does He not continue that love to protect you and bring you home for eternity all the rest of the days of your life?
Amen. And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.